You know that you got to pick the thing that you're jealous of. I'm just jealous of this because it appears to be a condition of both incredible humor, satire, and play. The intimacy of his work, which I know is partly out of his circumstances in the revolution and after the revolution and in Russia and barely being able to eke out a living. His work is unbelievable to me within those constrictures. It's the page open from the Universal War book of these collages that Kruchanek made. Each page has a different, very light cut paper collage. I guess each page has a title, and the titles have to do with sort of this aggression and war and conflict and explosions and images like that. But there's this incredibly light hand. It conforms to what you would think would be the work today that would be called a dandy. This is a visual piece of poem. Language, structures, and disabled and sort of taken apart language and then re-put together precisely as what you would do if you took elements and then reorganized them. I always knew as soon as I saw his work that he was joking. I mean, in a bitter way. And this is the thing that's really important to me. It's like bitter Matisse. It completely grabs both language structures and visual structures and says, we must have both. It doesn't try to, quote unquote, get beyond language. He takes language as a picture, picture as a language, and word as a symbol, and symbol as an idea, and idea as a form, and form as a shape, and shape as a joke, and joke as a picture.